All right, 8:14 on this Tuesday morning, October 15th, a big date when it comes to Medicare's annual enrollment period, not to mention CSNPs, which I have no earthly idea what they are, but Dr. B is going to clear us up in a second. We're live at the People's Health Medicare Center in Metairie, intersection of Vets and North Causeway. We got free World War II museum tickets for you. We got coffee. We got donuts from Joe's Cafe. Six locations across East Bank, West Bank, Metairie, Tarrytown, Marrero, two of them there, West Wego and Gretna. So here we go. We could be here all day celebrating Medicare's annual enrollment period. It starts today. Whether you're newly approaching 65 or if you've had Medicare for years, there is a lot you need to learn about the program. Dr. B, it's great to see you in person after, you know, we talk on the phone every couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's good to meet up every once in a while.
It is. So Dr. B is here. He's going to discuss Medicare, Medicare Advantage, and the annual enrollment period. So before we talk about the annual enrollment period, let's talk about people's health. Tell us about that.
Yeah, sure. So People's Health, we've been around for quite a while. We're actually an insurance company that sells Medicare Advantage plans here in Louisiana. We were actually founded all the way back in 1994, and we were founded by local physicians right here in New Orleans. And we now have grown and serve about 110,000 plan members. So we've gotten quite large over the last few years. And really what our focus is helping people with Medicare. And we want them to really enjoy the best health possible that they can. So we offer these plans with rich benefits, and we try to connect members to really high-quality care, high-quality providers, and enable them to get those cost-effective health services. And so it's really why our team provides that personalized care and attention to members. And it may be something as simple as, you know, making sure you're going to your appointments, that you get reminders for those appointments, or really kind of providing complex care management to our members as well.
And we'll get more into that. Tell me first about the People's Health Medicare Center, where we are. It's a beautiful facility. I know that every year when we come in.
Yeah, this is a great place. We opened this quite a few years ago, and we really, our programming has grown over the years. It's really a place where people can come in and meet face-to-face with our People's Health representatives, and they can come for in-person assistance from all of our customer services teams, and that includes help kind of understanding their benefits and what their options are. And it is open to non-People's Health members as well. So if you're not a People's Health member, you definitely want to stop by. We can answer all your questions about Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans and what your options are. And if you're interested, you can also discuss the People's Health plans. And there's never any obligation to enroll when you come by to see us.
I want to repeat that because I think that's important. Sometimes people, I always like to surface objections and find out, you know, if somebody has a concern. They're not going to, we're not trying to sell you a car here or anything. It's not some kind of used car dealership where it's like, what is it going to take to put you in People's Health today? That's not what it's like at all.
Not at all.
It's an informative thing about just explaining to people about like a public service kind of thing, what Medicare is about, how to walk them through the different parts. Talk about some of the events here at the Medicare Center, if you would.
Yeah, we actually throw a lot of events here. This is a really great team and a great place to kind of be creative and connect with other people in the community. We've got events that range all the way from, you know, fun games, classes, craft classes for people, and then a lot of health and wellness presentations that are really informative. You know, recently we actually had a Medicare-themed bingo.
Really?
Which was a lot of fun. Yeah, we do decoupage craft classes. And then we've done a lot of presentations as well. Most recently we did one with the Louisiana Department of Justice on fraud scams that target a lot of older adults. So something very important. And, you know, like all these events, they're open to the entire community. You don't have to be a People's Health member to come here.
You could have those for not just older adults, because for everybody. I only say that because sometimes I think people think that seniors are the targets of the fraud and scams when younger people fall for them as well. But it is important that you help seniors identify, because there's always somebody out there trying to pick your pocket, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, you know, maybe it's the kids of an older adult, too, that want to come in and learn a little bit more. So we encourage them to come in, and then they can maybe share that information with
their parents.
Well,
and along those lines, when it comes to, I guess, walking them through the Medicare Advantage plan, a Medicare plan, and then even Medicare Advantage, if they're interested, the kid can help, the grown child, whatever, can help explain if the parent doesn't quite, like somebody like me is thick and doesn't quite understand what's going on, right?
Yeah, I mean, bring the whole family, actually, you know, and because there's going to be different questions that come up, and one of your kids may have questions that you didn't think about, so it should really be a shared decision.
What about upcoming events? Where can people find out more about them?
Yeah, so the easiest thing to do is go to our website at peopleshealth.com/center. There's an entire calendar on there. If you're interested in an event, there's an easy way to click and sign up for it online. You can actually give us a call here at the Medicare Center as well, and we'll help you understand what's available and get you set up.
How did it wind up here at 3017 Vets in Metairie next to Party City? I know representatives could be here from 8 o'clock until 5 o'clock today, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. Yeah, we looked all around the community, and we wanted to be right in the center of Metairie. We have a lot of members all in this area, both in Orleans and Jefferson Parish, and we thought this was the easiest place to get to, and it's easy to park. You don't have to deal with parking garages and stuff like that, so easy to pull up and just come on in.
All right, let me take a break for traffic. When we come back, we'll get into the nuts and bolts about Medicare. What is the annual enrollment period? If you have Medicare, is this the only time you can make changes and more? We're talking to Dr. B, our friend, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. We're at the People's Health Medicare Center, 3017 Vets. We'll be here all day through 4 o'clock. And come on in. We got free World War II Museum tickets, coffee, donuts. We'd love to say hi to you, and they'll walk you through anything you need to know about Medicare. Traffic now, WWL. At 8:24, Tommy Tucker, WWL. We're going to be here all day, not me, but the entire staff will, at the Medicare Center, People's Health Medicare Center. Suddenly had a moment there. 3017 Vets in Metairie, and we're talking to Dr. B, our friend, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. So let's get to the nuts and bolts. What is the annual enrollment period for Medicare?
Yeah, so, and this can get very confusing, so we'll try to break it down. But so AEP, or the annual enrollment period, is really, it's that time of year where people can make any changes they want to their Medicare coverage. And like Mike was saying, today is kickoff day for everybody. So it's October 15th is when it always starts, and it runs through December 7th. And any changes that you make during this time period are going to go into effect next year on January 1st. And the big thing, the reason this is so important to people is every year health plans can change, Medicare coverage can change, and your needs change as well. So it's important to kind of review what your coverage is and make sure that you're on the right plan for you.
So you got three circles moving around, and you got to make sure you get those Venn diagrams.
Align them up.
Right,
yep.
Exactly. So if you have Medicare, is that the only time you can make changes?
In general, AEP is the time where you want to do that. And there are a few special instances. And again, it gets a little confusing. There's something called a special enrollment period that you may qualify for, but a lot of people don't qualify for it.
What would make somebody eligible for that special enrollment period?
So in particular, it's people that have both Medicare and Medicaid. They may qualify for one of the special enrollments. And then also if you lose your coverage, if you have an event where, for example, if you're covered by your employer and you retire, so you've lost your coverage, then you've got a special enrollment. And then the other thing is for people that have certain types of chronic health conditions, things like diabetes, heart failure, cardiovascular disease, they may have eligibility as well. But again, a lot of people don't qualify for these special enrollment periods. So even if you do, this is the time of year you want to kind of take the opportunity to look at what your coverage is, make sure you're happy with what your health plan is providing to you, and know what those changes are. You don't want to be surprised by higher cost or maybe a doctor you can't go see that you need.
So now's the time to find out, understand what's going on, and make a choice. How do you know what changes your Medicare plan is making for 2025?
So there's two documents that actually outline a lot of that. So the first one, if you're already enrolled in a Medicare plan, you should have received something called an annual notice of change. It's going to come in the mail, or if you've opted in for electronic transmission, then you may get it in your email. That is going to list all of the coverage changes that become effective on January 1st. And then you also should have received your 2025 evidence of coverage, and that is going to outline all the cost and all the benefits for the coming year. And you want to use both of those documents, study them, and make sure that it's got everything that you need on it.
Do you have to change your Medicare coverage every year?
Yeah, you don't have to at all. So, you know, if you're happy with your plan, usually you will just roll back into that same plan. But like I said, it is important to look at what the changes were, because you know, Mike had mentioned there are some changes this year that Medicare has made, and the health plans have had to make a few changes as well. So you want to make sure you understand those and you've still got that coverage.
So if you do want to make changes, what options do you have?
So it depends on what your coverage is. So if you have original,
here we go.
Yeah, if you have original Medicare right now, then you can either enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan or you can select a Part D prescription drug plan. And if you're already enrolled in a Medicare Advantage plan, you can switch to a different Medicare Advantage plan, or you can actually go back to original Medicare.
So what's the difference between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage?
Yeah, so the biggest difference is original Medicare is the original program that is administered and run by the federal government. But Medicare Advantage plans are actually offered by private insurance companies that have a contract with Medicare to provide those benefits.
And what does original Medicare cover?
So original Medicare is going to cover pretty much your medically necessary services, things that you're going to receive in the hospital or your doctor's office or any other healthcare facilities, but it does not cover a few things important. The biggest one is Part D prescription drug coverage is not included in original Medicare. And then it also doesn't cover things like routine dental, vision, or hearing care. And so that's why a lot of people opt in for these Medicare Advantage plans, because they have to cover everything original Medicare does, but then they offer you these extra benefits.
There are other services too, like health stuff with glasses and that kind of thing?
Yeah. So vision coverage, though, would be in a Medicare Advantage extra benefit. It would not be covered by original Medicare.
Right. And hearing as well?
Hearing as well, yeah. Again, not covered.
And some of them come with well care, like no-cost fitness club memberships?
Exactly, yeah. That's another extra benefit. And so if you think you may use that, if you think you would actually go to a gym, which you should,
yes,
it's very important for your health, and that's another benefit you want to look for in some of these plans.
I will digest this, take a break, come back, pick it up. We'll talk about Medicare Advantage. Is it more expensive than original Medicare? Dr. B, our guest, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. We're live at the Medicare Center, 3017 Vets, Party City in Metairie. People are coming in. It's first day of annual enrollment period. Take advantage of the expertise here at the People's Health Center. Right now, time for WWL First News. All right, 8:39, Tommy B, Dr. B, Tommy Tucker, Dr. B in the morning. You know, it's a show you listen to every morning. You love it. No, Dr. B is here. It's open. The first day of annual
enrollment period.
Where do I get the O from?
I don't know. Open enrollment. That's, some people say that as
okay,
well.
Okay, annual enrollment period. We're at the People's Health Center, 3017 Vets in Metairie. Dr. B is here in person. Let's pick it up with Medicare Advantage. Is it more expensive than original Medicare?
Yeah, not necessarily, but keep in mind, every plan is going to have different costs and different benefits. So your overall cost with Medicare Advantage plans in general are going to be lower than your original Medicare. And that is primarily because Medicare Advantage plans are required to limit your yearly out-of-pocket cost. What that means is once you hit that upper limit, you don't have to pay any more. Whereas with original Medicare, there is no ceiling, so it can keep going up based on the amount of services you're getting.
So you're talking bottom line here. With Medicare Advantage, there is a limit for out-of-pocket.
Exactly.
I got you.
Exactly.
Okay. And so the extra benefits don't necessarily make Medicare Advantage more expensive then?
No, really. They provide extra value to you if you use them. So, for example, if you need to go to the dentist and get your teeth cleaned, you know, that's not covered by original Medicare. And usually that's going to cost you about $100, and you're going to have to pay that full $100 out-of-pocket. But if you have a Medicare Advantage plan that includes those routine dental services, you won't have to pay that full amount. You may just have to pay a copay to get that same cleaning. And so those savings can add up over the course of the year and really save you a fair amount of money over original Medicare for those extra benefits.
I don't pay that much to get my teeth cleaned. It's the postage of mailing them in where the expense
easier way to
get
do
them
it.
Cleaned.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, we'll take a break. We come back. We'll talk about Medicare Advantage plans. Do they have similar costs? Dr. B, nice man, hanging out with us at the People's Health Medicare Center, 3017 Vets. Stop by, say hello. They'll walk you through the Medicare process. Today is the first day of the annual enrollment period. You have until December 7th to do this, but it can be complicated. We have donuts from Joe's Cafe. We have coffee. We have World War II museum tickets. WWL is going to be here till 4 o'clock, so you got all day. But we'd love to see you if you're in the neighborhood. park right up front, walk in, and you can say hi to Dr. B. Back in a flash, WWL. All right, Tommy Tucker, 846-14. WWL is going to be here at the People's Health Medicare Advantage Center until 4 o'clock. 3017 Vets next to Party City. We got free World War II museum tickets. We got donuts from Joe's. We got coffee. And the main thing we have is Dr. B here with us in person, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, to walk us through all of this in as much as we can in an hour. But that's the real function, the real purpose of this center, is for people to come in and you take as much time as they need, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so do Medicare Advantage plans have a similar cost to all of them?
They don't, no. I mean, some Medicare Advantage plans are going to have monthly premiums. Others may have a $0 premium, and that's in addition to what you pay for your Part B Medicare premium. And similarly, some Medicare Advantage plans have something called an annual deductible, which is something you have to meet before the plan kicks in and starts paying.
What are some of the other costs with Medicare Advantage?
Yeah, so with Medicare Advantage, you generally pay a copay or a co-insurance for the medical services and the drugs that you're going to get, but some may be covered with no cost to you. So with Medicare Advantage plans, your costs are a little more predictable because you know throughout the year for the most part what you're going to be needing, and so you can calculate that all out with your copay. And it's, like I said, a little bit more predictable. An example would be in one of our plans, which is the biggest plan here in New Orleans and in Baton Rouge, the Choices 65 plan, the copay to see a specialist is going to be $20. Mm-hmm. So if you know you need to go see your cardiologist twice a year, you know you're going to have $40 out of pocket. You don't know what it may be with Original Medicare because they may bill different amounts, and you don't know what your share of it is going to be.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that depends on what contract the doctor has with Medicare, or
the Medicare rates are standard. It depends what they're doing in the office. So they may be billing additional services that may not be covered, or they may be covered at a different rate.
That's what makes me pull my hair out. What little bit
it's
I have.
It's very, very confusing.
So Original Medicare 20% coinsurance. What does that mean?
Yeah. So what that means is whatever they bill, usually you're going to have to cover 20% of it. So if they bill you, you know, a couple of $100, you may have $40 to $60 that you have to come out of pocket.
Which makes that $20 copayment look pretty good.
Exactly.
All right. That's why you have to figure it out beforehand. And how do you go about choosing what coverage option is right for you?
Yeah. There's a few things you want to consider. You know, whether you're comparing Original Medicare to Medicare Advantage, or you're comparing plan to plan. So the first one is always check those costs that we've been talking about and review the premiums and the deductibles and kind of figure out what you think is going to fit your budget. And then the next big thing is to look at the network. And what that means is, are your doctors in the network? Are you going to be able to continue that continuity of care with the doctors you may have established relationships with? And then the next thing is consider that coverage. You know, make sure that what you need is going to be covered, and that includes prescription drug coverage as well. And then the last thing with Medicare Advantage is think about those extra benefits. So do you need routine dental, vision, or hearing services? Do you want your Part D drug coverage included as well? They have additional value, but only if you use them. So you want to make sure you're going to use them.
So should you also consider the plan type when it comes to Medicare Advantage plans?
Yeah, definitely. And this is sort of another layer, but you may be eligible for multiple different types of Medicare Advantage plans. So you have to kind of think through what the options are. And some plans let you see out-of-network providers, for example. There may be additional cost to you because it'll be lower cost if you stay within the network. But if you've got one doctor that's not in the network you want to see, that may still be a good option. And then sometimes they will provide additional benefits to see certain types of providers where it's lower cost for you.
Some special eligibility criteria as well on some of these?
Yeah, there definitely are some plans that you have to have something special going on in order to enroll in them. So in particular, we have dual eligible special needs plans, and those are only available to people that have both Medicare and Medicaid. Those plans typically have lower cost for the medical services and for the drugs that you're taking. You know, for example, people that are in a People's Health dual eligible special needs plan pay $0 for all of their Part D drugs.
And what about plans with special enrollment requirements?
Yeah, so this includes things like our chronic condition special needs plan, or what you said at the beginning, C-SNPs is what they're called. And that kind of plan offers some adjusted benefits to support people with certain chronic health conditions. And that could be things like diabetes or heart disease. And in order to enroll in that, though, your healthcare provider has to actually confirm that you have that eligible condition.
How do the plans support people with those chronic conditions?
So it's going to vary by plan, but usually they have lower copays for specialty visits because you've got that additional chronic medical problem. They may provide different coordination services. So, for example, diabetic education or chronic heart failure education that's really designed to help the member stay healthy and follow their treatment plan. But keep in mind that each of those C-SNPs or chronic condition special needs plans have different costs and benefits as well. So if you're thinking of enrolling in one, you want to sit down and talk with somebody.
Which brings us back to the Medicare Center. How do you know if this is the kind of plan that's right for you?
Yeah, so really you want to think about your health, and that's why this time of year is important. Get ready for 2025. You know, do you have a chronic health condition? Could you use extra help managing it? Those are really the questions you need to ask yourself. But then you also really have to look at your provider network. Are you going to use those extra benefits? And then what are your overall costs going to be?
And does People's Health offer these chronic condition special needs plans?
We do. Actually, for the first time this year in 2025, we're going to make these plans available to people with Medicare who have either diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder. And so our chronic special needs plans are going to have lower copays for specialty visits and certain prescription drugs than some of our other plans do. And they even include a monthly allowance to spend on healthy food and over-the-counter wellness items. So hopefully that can help them support their condition.
Just about out of time. Tell me about the presentations coming up at 10 o'clock and 1 o'clock.
Yeah, so we're going to have two presentations today that are designed around a lot of what we've been talking about. What is Medicare? What do I need to know? And how do I make the decisions for next year?
A pleasure spending an hour with you as opposed to a half an hour. Nice seeing you in person, okay?
You too, Tom.
And I'll add happy anniversary to Dr. and Mrs. B.
Thank you very much.
How many years?
Actually, 23, 13 married.
I'll be doggone. Yep. Good for y'all. All right, we'll take a break for traffic coming back on WWL.